Pay freezes haven't stopped some of you and your colleagues from giving money to some good causes. The combined federal campaign is in full swing, and we already know feds in the Capitol area have shelled out more than $26 million so far. But how is that national campaign going? Kalman Stein is the chairman of the combined federal campaign and joins us now live. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Always happy to talk about the CFC.
So let's talk about the national angle of this. As goes the D.C. area, so goes the rest of the nation?
Well, usually, but of course, you know, different areas have different economies, and so, you know, people are feeling more or less pressed depending on where you're talking about. But overall, the generosity of federal employees is unparalleled. As you may know, 2 years ago, we set the all-time record for the combined federal campaign of an incredible $287 million. We missed that by 0.5% last year, and we're hoping to get back on top of that again this year.
Is there any evidence so far that you're on track to do that? I mean, how are you relative to the end compared to last year at this point?
Well, it's impossible to know right now because the campaign's in full swing. And, in fact, the next two to three weeks are extremely important. The last 2 weeks of the year and the first week of January, even the second week of January, are traditionally among the highest periods for federal employees to donate. A lot of that is because they're doing end-of-the-year tax planning, or they may have finally resolved, pay leave or budget issues, et cetera. So it's very, very important for people to continue to give. And the main thing I want folks to understand is we're raising money for every kind of charity, for homeless, for veterans, for medical research, to help the environment. You name it, it's available to federal employees in the catalog of caring, and so we really hope they can find something that they can support this holiday season. It's an amazing act of generosity on the part of the federal employees.
But do you have a thermometer graphic in your office that shows how far you are toward 287?
Yeah, there's no way to do that because it's in process. So people are collecting pledge cards. We just don't know how much is in the pipeline. And people are – I would say we're probably ahead. And we'll have a meeting actually later this morning to gauge that. But it feels very positive. I see all kinds of signs that the economy is starting to pick up a little bit. I think issues around the budget a bit have helped to resolve things for federal employees, and so we're very, very hopeful we're going to make our goal this year.
We are talking with Kalman Stein, the chairman of the Combined Federal Campaign Foundation, getting some of the temperature of the national view. And you've been serving in this position for a couple years right now, haven't you?
Well, we created the foundation a couple of years ago to help the campaign. It's kind of a friends of organization, and we do things like training. We do the annual workshops. But the big thing this year is we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the CFC. CFC was signed into executive order in 1961 by John F. Kennedy, and since then it has raised an incredible $7 billion for charities, making it the largest charity campaign in the history of the world.
Now, of course, you're dealing with an audience or a base of possible contributors that are fairly similar if they're all federal employees. You don't have billionaires and millionaires, and you don't have homeless people at the other end that you're all trying to get money with. But are there certain classes of individuals that you put a little special touch on because they have a greater capacity to give?
Well, obviously, I think the rule of thumb is you want people to give to their capacity, whatever that is. And the beauty of the CFC is, yes, there are people that make some substantial gifts, four-figure gifts, that kind of thing. But it's really about everyday working people. A buck a week at a time. The secret of this campaign is the average gift is $5 a week. It's the cost of a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And, we only have at the moment a quarter of the federal employees making that average gift. If half of all federal employees just gave a cup of coffee a week, we'd be raising $500 million a year, not $287. So this is a time where we are asking people to be generous, to think about their community, think about their friends and neighbors, and think about the fact that even they might need some assistance down the road. And again, look for one of these wonderful charities that they can do. They can support either in their local community. We have national, international charities, work around the world. You name it, we've got we've got it to offer to you.
You know, in tight fiscal times, even during the holiday season, it tends to inspire people to give even just a little bit, even when they have to tighten their own fiscal belt. But I wonder about the convenience of it. It's not like you have to go out and write a check and put it in the mail and get a stamp and do all this stuff. You can just click, right?
Oh, that's why people love giving this way. It's actually the most efficient method of giving ever created, because people can give a dollar a week, $2 a week out of their paycheck. You don't miss it. It adds up to a lot of money when you multiply it times all the people that are donating through this campaign. So, yes, it's very easy. It's very convenient. There's no pressure. You can be anonymous, or you can ask for information from the charity you picked, so you get information on what they're doing with your donation. But you can look through a catalog, you can look at overhead rates, you can look at websites, you can make an informed and comfortable decision.
And what percentage of givers give in one lump sum versus those that have a payroll deduction throughout the year?
There are some, but it's a very small percentage, probably about less than 10%. And one of the things we've learned over the last couple of years, and we're trying to install this throughout the government, is electronic giving. People really like giving through websites. We find that the donors that give electronically actually give quite a bit more than the regular pledge card donors. Now, that's not going to work for everybody, because not everybody has a computer terminal in their work. A lot of federal employees are out in the field, and so we'll need pledge cards. But that's been a real new surge in the federal community, and we're hoping that it brings along with it the younger donors, the 20-somethings and 30-somethings, so they start establishing a tradition of giving.